I'm Brian Niemann. Very pleased to have Mrs. Maryland on the program right now. Heather Zeal. She was crowned here in Baltimore a couple of weeks ago. Good morning, Heather, and congratulations.
Good morning, Brian. Thank you.
So what exactly does Mrs. Maryland do now?
What does Mrs. Maryland not do?
Okay.
I'm the marketing and events coordinator for the Northern Chesapeake region of the ARC. So my platform is actually promoting inclusion for individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities. So that is my primary focus, and all of my appearances and events and my energy is focused on that and also throughout the community.
Okay. Now, there is a difference between Miss Maryland and Mrs. Maryland, right?
Correct.
Okay.
You have to be married, obviously, to be in Mrs. Maryland.
And you are married. I know that. Is the competition the same in winning Mrs. Maryland versus, you know, the regular pageants that we're used to?
I actually feel the competition's a little more challenging because we're married, we are professionals, we're moms, we're wives. We have very busy lives that we're juggling a lot of, you know, components of, in addition to preparing for the pageant, which is quite a challenge.
Okay. But do they make you still do the gowns and the bathing suit and ask the questions and things like that?
They do. So there are a couple of components of the pageant where there's the interview portion, and then there we actually learn dance routines and are put with choreography. So we actually put on a very large production, and there's wardrobe changes. And there's also the very popular swimsuit portion as well.
Okay. So you won. That has
yes,
to make you feel very proud to have won and beaten out some other great women, I assume. I want to know, though, you know, when they ask you those questions when the judges are there,
uh-huh.
Was there ever a moment where are you concerned about the type of question that you're going to get, and were you prepared for the question that you got?
Well, in my, you know, prep for the pageant, I prepared for basically any question that anybody could possibly, you know, ask me.
Uh-huh.
However, the best advice that I've ever received is to just be yourself.
Right.
You know, and to just, you know, let yourself come out. And, you know, the judges had a very difficult decision. These women were amazing. And I'm so grateful for the friendships that I've made as well.
Very cool. Now, I know you're also the founder of True Housewives.
But yes,
it's not like the housewives that we see on Bravo, right? So you guys are a little bit different than that.
Yes, it's actually, you know, that has been just a blessing in disguise. It's a community group where we go out and volunteer in the community, and we have an amazing group of volunteers that come out and dedicate their time to help, you know, numerous nonprofit and charity organizations. So,
and I know you're going to represent Maryland. Is there a national Mrs.
Yeah.
America? Okay, and where is that? And can we watch you on television?
Well, they actually have live stream, which is their own Mrs. America channel. So everybody will be able to watch it online on their computers. And it will be next summer in Arizona. And I will go to compete against every other state across the nation and have basically the opportunity of a lifetime. So I'm looking forward to it.
All right. I can't let you go without asking you because, you know, people think of these pageants and they think of, you know, Honey Boo Boo, whatever her name is.
Oh, my goodness.
What do you think about that phenomenon?
Well, you know, I have my own opinions about reality TV. However, you know, I just want to be the best role model that I can be for our community. And, you know, I do that through positivity and through promoting businesses and promoting small business organizations and nonprofits. And, you know, I'm all about positivity.
Okay, fair enough. All right, Heather, it was great talking to you. Best of luck and win Mrs. America for Maryland.